Transcript 11.2.
You will hear five different people talking about a music festival they have recently attended. For questions 1 to 5, choose from the list A to F what each speaker says. Use the letters only once. There is one extra letter which you do not need to use. You now have 30 seconds in which to look at part 3.
One.
It's a family-friendly festival, which is fine by us. I think it helps the atmosphere, and people tend to behave more responsibly too. At other festivals, I've had my bag and my mobile stolen, which wasn't funny. Although the entrance fee was far from cheap, it was totally worth it. The bands, well, some of them took a little while to warm up, but everyone put on a great show by the end. The only disappointment came at the end of the night, when we all had to go home. We'll definitely be going back again next year.
Two. You don't see many teenagers there, which is a shame, especially as it's free. Although you need to get a ticket from the tourist office first, so maybe that's a bit off-putting. Jazz fans used to be considered rebellious, parents worried about crime and bad behaviour. Now the festival's become rather middle-aged and comfortable. People bring picnic blankets and bottles of wine, as if they were going to listen to opera in the park. To me, it doesn't seem quite right. The music makes up for everything, though. Jazz players, true jazz players, really give their all to live performances. Recorded music just isn't the same. Three.
I went to please my boyfriend, really. Indie and emo stuff is more my thing, but I ended up having a great evening. I'm still not sure about rap, but the performances weren't half bad. There were dances, videos, special effects, plenty to look at on stage. Some of the lyrics were kinda extreme, which I suppose is why they wouldn't let youngsters in, you know, school-age kids. The police were at the gate, making sure there wasn't any trouble. That seemed a bit over the top, though, as the festival-goers seemed a friendly bunch. Everyone just wanted to have a good time.
Four.
I used to be in a local band, so I like to keep in touch with the music scene here. This festival is an annual event to showcase new talent, and sometimes you can get to hear a band before they hit the big time. It's pretty basic. You all camp in a big field with only one shower block, but then it's pretty inexpensive compared to some I've been to. You can buy tickets in advance or just get them on the day, and you can take your own food. It's mainly a student event, lots of 18 to 21-year-olds. People often look twice when they see me struggling with the pushchair.
Five.
They say you can just turn up, but I didn't want to risk it. I ended up booking months ahead to make sure. I managed to get a pitch at a nearby campsite too, within walking distance of the festival. There were loads of stalls, shows and things to do. It got a bit wild at times, but that was fun too. Some of the main acts... well, it was the end of the festival year, and I'm not sure they really put their hearts into it, which was a pity. As it turned out, though, this was only a small part of the whole experience. Value for money, definitely.